10, Keith Peters reporting. The Arizona Senate passed a repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortion on Wednesday.
14 Democrats were joined by two Republicans in voting in favor of the repeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The near-total ban permits abortions only to save the patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. In a ruling last month allowing the ban to take effect, the Arizona Supreme Court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, which says that anyone who assists in an abortion can be sentenced to 2 to 5 years in prison. If the repeal bill is signed, abortion would be banned in Arizona after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Mike Hempen.
As the war between Russia and Ukraine rages on, a 98-year-old woman in Ukraine walked miles to safety after fleeing Russian forces with slippers, a cane, and a piece of wood to lean on. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lydia Stepanovna Lomikovska says in a video interview posted by the National Police of Donetsk region, "I woke up surrounded by shooting all around. So scary." Stepanovna and her family decided last week that the time had come to leave. The young family members took the back routes, but Lydia wanted to stay on the main road. The tough 98-year-old continues, "As I started walking, I saw uprooted trees. I lay down two times to rest. I was falling too. Once I lost balance and fell into weeds. Walking all day without food and water." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that the time is now for an agreement. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 87 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son Will is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for children has failed in the Kansas legislature. Republicans were unable to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after two GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would also have barred state employees who work with children from promoting transgenderism to youngsters. That's become a big issue with critics, with the two Republican lawmakers who switched sides. This is SRN News. America's Catholic Church is seeing a change that has been described as a step back in time and a return to conservative values.
Generations of Catholics increasingly embracing religious conservatives who believe the church has been twisted by change. Theology professor Matthew Ramage.
The church of the future in America is definitely going to be more orthodox, more follow the catechism, and possibly even a form that goes over the top on some of those things.
The shift molded by plummeting church attendance, increasingly traditional priests, and growing numbers of young Catholics like Madeline Hayes searching for more orthodoxy.
I think a lot of young people are like just really lost.
I'm Julie Walker.
It has reshaped parishes across the country, leaving them sometimes at odds with Pope Francis. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.